3 years ago, life was good for Abdo Ahmed Ali. His family had a house near the border, his children attended school, and they lived close to hospitals and services. All that has changed since a Saudi-led coalition intervened to protect the government of President Abdurrabu Mansour Hadi in March 2015.
The war destroyed everything. We live near the borders, and the RPGs and the bullets used to reach us. Everything was being targeted. Complete destruction. This is a war that's entering its fourth year. Me and my family had to leave along with 10 others. We're forced to live in this tent because of the circumstances, the war and all the problems in our country.
The Saudi-led coalition is helping fight Houthi rebels, which are backed by Iran. The conflict has unleashed the world's worst humanitarian crisis, with 22 million people in poverty and 8 million on the brink of famine. Hundreds of civilians have been killed in airstrikes and rocket attacks by both sides. More than 10,000 people have died since 2015, and much of the country's infrastructure, including the health system, has been destroyed. Half the country's health facilities are closed, while others are struggling to continue with limited supplies. Many doctors and nurses continue to work unpaid. Dr. Miriam El-Mamari says newborn babies are at high risk.
Regardless of the current circumstances, the Yemeni people were already poor and the death rate of newborns before the war was 22% annually. But right now, I can tell you that the monthly death rate can reach 70% because of the circumstances the country is going through, of war and of sea, land and airport blockades.
Always a poor country, Yemen had relied on imports for 90% of its food. Aid agency Oxfam's country director Shane Stevenson says the blockades and the skyrocketing cost of fuel have put the price of necessities out of reach for many.
People don't physically have the money, the Yemeni rial in their pocket, to be able to go out and buy the food. But there's no income, there's no work, there's no money circulating in the economy. So if the economy continues to collapse, people continue not to have work, livelihoods are decimated, then it's inevitable, unfortunately. It's inevitable that that people are really going to sink into a level of poverty and are on the brink of starvation, and it's very, very desperate.
Speaking from Yemen, Mr. Stevenson says families are facing heartbreaking decisions.
I visited a small rural community, and it was basically going to take a month's worth of food to get a taxi to get from the bottom of the valley right to the top of the valley to access any medical facilities. So you can just imagine if you are pregnant and you're expecting to make this really, really treacherous journey up the side of a mountain and then taking basically food out of the mouths of the other children.
Oxfam provides cash handouts to people and works to restore clean water supplies to stop further cholera outbreaks. Australia contributed $20 million to help the situation in Yemen last year, but aid agencies say the international community needs to do more. The United Nations is trying to raise US $3 billion for the Yemen Humanitarian Response Plan and will hold an international donors meeting in Geneva next month. Mr. Stevenson says what Yemenis want above all is peace.
We're asking for international communities such as the Australian government to become more involved in Yemen, come to Yemen, see and understand the complexities of the situation and help with the peace process, help people communicate, help people bring them together so they can find a way forward and resolve this crisis.
A new UN envoy who arrived in the capital Sana'a last week to restart peace talks offers a glimmer of hope of finding that complex solution.